You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Coming into this year's election campaign, Labor pledged to set a target of reducing Aotearoa's prison population by 30% over 15 years. I spoke to Andrew Little about this promise. You've talked about reducing prison numbers. How are you going to do this?
Well, there's a lot of things we have to do. There are some short-term stuff, long-term stuff. Short-term stuff is looking at the way we're managing parole at the moment. I know for a fact, because a lot of families write to me, that there are folks in prison who would be eligible for parole and therefore able to get out of prison, but for the fact that they can't do courses like addiction counselling, anti-violence courses that they're meant to do before they can get out. If we resource those properly, then we can get people out at a time when they ought to be able to get out. We're going to have a look at the length of sentences that we're imposing people to, and we're going to have to look at issues around the management of bail as well. So we've got the situation where people are remanded to prison on bail and can wait up to 15 months before their trial. In the meantime, there's a whole heap of things that we could be usefully doing with those people, even though, you know, they haven't been convicted of anything. If they've got underlying problems, then we should be dealing with it. So it's looking at all those things, and then it's looking at how we deal with people who are in prison having been convicted with with an offence, so that we actually fix those up who can be fixed up, so that when they get out, they don't reoffend.
And with the problems with the current bail laws, is this a problem that the judiciary is implementing them wrong, or is it policy? What's going on there?
Well, one problem we know for sure is that people who are being remanded in custody on bail is that they're simply not getting to court to, you know, have their trial quickly enough. You know, waiting 15 months or even 12 months is just, is wrong, and it's tying up prison space that we shouldn't be tying up. Those people are entitled, if they're facing a charge, a criminal charge, if they pleaded not guilty, to have that tried and, you know, their guilt determined, rather than waiting around for months on end. In the end, if they, you know, if they're found not guilty, then potentially the state is up for, you know, other issues, potentially compensation by keeping people in prison for a length of time that they shouldn't have been there.
And the last national government signed off on a new prison extension to Waikerea Prison, which would make it New Zealand's biggest prison. Will this still get built under Labor?
We're having a close look at that right now. I have to tell you, our first preference is not to do that. It's a $1 billion prison. It's 1,500 more beds. However, what we've also discovered, in addition to this rapidly increasing prison population with no kind of means to try and reduce it effectively, is that some of our prisons are just out of date, outmoded, and places that actually people shouldn't be sent to serve a sentence. So there is some need for prison renewal anyway. I think what I'm keen to have a look at, and I know Kelvin Davis, our Corrections Minister, is keen to look at too, is ways of setting up prisons that actually, you know, provide the obvious punishment that the community wants to see. But for those people who have things like mental health problems, addictions, literacy issues, that you provide an environment in which they can get those issues dealt with, so that by the time they finish their sentence, they are equipped and able to return to the community, be safe, and also be a productive citizen again. And whatever we do with Waikerea may offer an opportunity to do something a bit different and better and produce better results. And
we're looking at that. So it could be a case of building the prison, but building it in a way that would more suit how this government is approaching corrections.
Yeah, I think taking a more progressive approach about how we deal with offenders. We know that at least 50%, and I've heard figures as high as 60% of the prison population have underlying health issues, usually mental health issues, often depression, could be addictions, and there are other issues as well. If we actually, while we've got those people in state custody, we actually do something to fix those issues, give them a chance, give them the means to, once they get out, to lead a decent life and get their, you know, get their act together, then that's a much more productive use of taxpayer money than what we're doing at the moment, which is banging people up in a prison, keeping them there for ever longer periods of time, and they come out and they're no better equipped than when they went in. So what we do with Waikerea might offer an opportunity to look at something different and do something differently with better results.
I mean, some people might say that if you do end up building the prison, it shows possibly a lack of faith in your promise to reduce prison numbers if you're going ahead with building this, what has been described as a mega prison.
Yeah, and look, I am totally sensitive to that argument. I know others in the government are as well. And having flagged that we actually want to do things differently in the criminal justice system and get better results and keep the community safer and reduce the number of victims, then going ahead and building a billion-dollar prison in the old model doesn't look like we're being serious about it. So I'm acutely aware of that, which is why we are treading as carefully as we can. Right now, there is huge pressure on the prison system because, you know, we've now got the prison system coming to us saying, well, you know, we're going to have to start double bunking, we're going to have to start bringing in modified containers again. These start to look like very inhumane ways of dealing with people who were actually trying to say, we're going to get you ready for going back into the community and doing good things. So there is some pressure, and that's why we're approaching this very, very carefully.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.